Our phone lines have filled up. This might be about it for the, because we've got Jack, Vicky, Mary, Sheila, and Sue on the line. And I believe Vicky was one of the first to call in before we went to the news. Hey, Vicky, how are you doing?
Doing good, thank you. Enjoying the show very much.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that, Vicky. And Gray Dolan has been impressive. By the way, she is a comedian. And how do you, would you say, how do you like to describe yourself?
I just use the term psychic because it's kind of a blanket term. I always feel kind of really cheesy saying that, like, oh, I'm a psychic. This is what I feel. I feel really cheesy, but...
But people are familiar with the term.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, hi, Vicky.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Really? Are you sure about that? Because you've been through a whole lot in the past recent days, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay, you know what? I'm so sorry. You know what? One of the things about times like this, sometimes it becomes our number to come up to go through the crap. And I'm sorry your number has come up recently. Yeah. Oh, Vicky, I'm so sorry. What's going to happen for Vicky? Some good things.
We are turning over the cards.
I'm turning over the cards. Yes. Sometimes when cards fall out, it kind of tells you a story. And she had some cards in a very not happy combination. But you know what? It's coming to an end. The two men that are kind of giving you problems, I don't know if they're your brothers, your nephews, they're going away and everything's going to come out okay. And you're going to be stronger for going through all this. And I'm so sorry you got to go through this crap right now.
Thank you. Sounds
no problem.
Good.
Is that that sounds like that resonates with you, Vicky.
Yes, very much so.
Oh.
You know what? This is going to sound really like the way I say, you know, take a sea salt bath. I think it's one of those times to kind of take some stuff, cleanse yourself. I know that sounds stupid. I always like to say, go to the beach. You know, there's nothing can bother you when you're sitting at the beach, you know, in the sun, in the sand, in the surf. Just so really just kind of take care of yourself, because once you start taking care of yourself, this will kind of go away. And the stress will go away and you'll be able to see clearer too.
Some way to clear your head a little bit. Vicky, thank you. We wish you the best of luck.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Vicky. We have Mary waiting. Hey, Mary, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm okay.
You sound a little bit hesitant. You're like, what's in store for me?
Exactly. I have something coming up and with complete turmoil in my life, so I'm curious to what will come up.
All right, let's see, Mary.
She's turning over the cards.
You know what? It's a legal thing, right? Because I'm seeing some legal stuff. Weirdly enough, I think it's going to odd out not so much in your favor, but I think it's going to work out for you. So even though you may not win exactly what you're going after, you're still going to be okay with everything. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense, but that's not what I'm thinking about.
Oh, okay.
That's the other part. My son's getting married. So,
interesting.
And I don't know if my husband was a fire lieutenant that got bit by a mosquito and died from West Nile. So, and now my son's getting married in Punta Cana and no one's going to the wedding because of the Zika virus, including his own brother. So that's my turmoil right now. So, but anyone of childbearing years is told, you know, not to go, which is what my son that's getting married is. So,
okay.
Quite curious. So, but the legal matter is with my 15 brothers and sisters, so that does make sense too. I'm going to court in the morning.
Whoa! Craig, I believe Craig's head just spun around.
I'm leaving the studio. I'm not coming back.
it's bizarre because we all own a summer home together, and to cut costs, we actually are going to court in the morning. They're saying we can't rent the house out anymore for weekends to help the $30,000 in taxes that Wisconsin charges us, and I'm going to court in the morning, so how ironic.
I think it's going to be okay. I think it's going to be a little stressful, but I think it's going to be okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
Take
Enjoy
care.
No problem.
Thank you. Yeah, that's that is a lot going on.
Yeah.
Get some rest before you go to court in the morning. Okay, here we go. Here's Sheila. Hey, Sheila.
Hello, how are you?
Very well. And have you had your tarot cards read before?
No, first time.
And that's the thing. Like, I don't know if I let you do it last time, but we did it this time off the air. Thank you very much for that, by the way. And Sheila, I guess Gray will take it from here in a way that is better than I can.
Hi, Sheila. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Do you have questions about anything specific or just see what I get?
I'll just see what you get.
Okay.
Here we go. It's kind of, there's something about having a first responder in the studio that's it's very soothing for me, by the way. I don't
I'm
know.
Enthralled by this. This is wild.
You know what? She's calling up saying, oh, I know what's going to happen. This is a woman who has her choices right now. And I say choices as in you can literally make anything you want right now. You have got the golden touch. You have the Midas touch. Oh. And anything you do right now is going to go right. And I am so jealous of you right now. So I'm seeing two men. I'm not sure. I feel like they're close. I'm not quite sure if they're romantic or not. But I see two men and I see some travel with these men. So I'm trying not to say too much because I don't want to like get her in trouble.
No. It's weird because I'm going through something with my father, my brother. So that's what you're hinting on. I don't have any other men in my life besides my husband, but
see, that's why sometimes a little. Yeah. So I think right now you have the golden touch. So whatever things you projects you want to take on, you will succeed at them. And I think you're gonna have I think the full moon that's coming up on the 19th. I think you should take that opportunity that comes up.
Okay. Sounds great.
You should listen to her advice. This is very accurate stuff.
Well, I'm a first responder too, so shout out to the,
God bless.
To the first responders. Thank you. You as well.
Thank you. Sheila, do you have a go bag?
What's that?
Do you have a go bag?
No.
All right. You and I, we'll get together and we'll work on our go bags. All right. Best of luck. Thank you so much, Sheila.
Okay. Take care. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Sue is next. Sue's been on
help.
Hi, Sue, are you all right?
We'll get there and we'll work on our go-bag.
She's like, Sue, I need to, are you still there? Need to turn your radio down if you can. Oh, Sue, Craig's talking to you right now, telling you to turn your radio down. She had it on loud, too. It's weird to hear myself back. You don't like hearing your own voice.
It's weird.
How about when they're screaming at you?
Hey, Sue.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're doing very well. How about yourself?
Oh, doing great.
We are
doing great. I'm so happy I found this station and the show.
Oh, thank you,
really
Sue.
Cool.
Me too. I appreciate that. We're enthralled by Gray Dolan. She's been doing a spectacular job of kind of tapping into what's going on for people tonight. She is shuffling your cards right now. Go ahead, Gray.
How are you doing, Sue?
I'm doing great. Thank you for your reading.
Oh, no problem. Do you have questions about anything specific or just see what I get?
Well, I'd like to get a little romantic vibe if you can find one.
Oh, I could say this one for you.
See if we got a little romance to
on a lighter. Put things on a lighter note.
I like it. Okay.
Okay. So I think you've been like most of us, some of us who have had a very dull romantic life recently, but I do see an older male and a younger male entering. So my advice for you on this is I think probably within about the next 6 weeks or so, I'm kind of getting the feeling.
Okay.
Don't fall too quickly. Don't go head over heels because I think you only sabotage yourself, and I say that as in you just get so excited just for the whole, like, you know, the idea of, you know, love, being in love for the sake of being in love. Actually look at what you want and which one of these two gentlemen you could be interested in, if you're interested in either one for something for more long term. So I think one's a little bit older, one's a little bit younger. I think they're very different. I think the older guy is kind of stout, kind of he reminds me of Falstaff from Henry the Fourth. I think the younger guy is thin, he's tall, a lot of energy. So, but you're gonna have your choices between these two gentlemen.
Oh, really?
It's not the worst thing in the world. Yeah,
congratulations.
No, I couldn't have gotten a better reading than that.
Oh,
yay!
There you
please,
go.
Which one will I choose?
You know what?
So much.
This is one of the things that take your time, really figure it out if you want both of them or neither.
Yeah, right.
There you
sounds
go.
Like fun.
Sounds promising. Thank you, Sue. Congratulations on all that. The lady's got choices. Jack has been holding on. Hey, Jack, how are you doing?
Hey, that first responder, he does not like a Perry White cover band or anything like that, is he?
No.
Can you
I've
sing?
I've been thinking about it. No.
And neither can I. People always think I can sing. I cannot. Sorry, Jack. Gray is going to read your cards. Did you? Go ahead, Gray. You can take over from here.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
Hi. So I'm not going to say anything specific. I just feel like my life is full of static right now, so I want to see what you pull out.
Is full of static.
Let me guess, for about the past 4 or 5 years, you kind of had nothing you can do can go right?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Okay. This is where I feel like I sound kind of weird on this. Jupiter's been doing some really strange things in terms of astrology. So Jupiter's beginning to go direct or do what's supposed to be doing. I don't know. This is stuff that I've learned from people telling me this. Mm-hmm. So, and for about certain people for the past 4 or 5 years have nothing they can do will go right. Like, you know, like you may, your GPS says turn right, you turn right. All it says is recalculating. So let's see what we get for you, Jack.
Recalculating. Yes. And snobby.
That's kind of how I feel.
I think things are going to straighten up simply because life does kind of has a way of working itself out. I think you need this one of the opportunities where it sounds kind of cheesy when I say stay strong. Keep your level headed and do not let your emotions take control. This is one of those things where you really need to lead with your head, not your heart. And really think before you leap. So if there's a woman that you're interested in, or if you're not quite sure where you want to take a relationship, actually sit down, think about it logically versus saying, I'm going to go do this. But I think there is going to be some slow movement if you're rational in your thoughts.
Okay. Any good upsides coming out of those cards over there?
Well, the upside is things are going to start going right for you. It's going to be a little bit, it's going to be slower. But I think things are going to slowly get better. And also be wary of being the type of soul that says, nothing goes right. So sometimes things go wrong to go right.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Like sometimes you say, why am I stuck in traffic? Why am I getting pulled over only to avoid, you know, a car accident? So sometimes we have to stop and kind of go, okay, things happen for a reason. How kind of movement is he getting?
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
There is some movements coming in slowly. I think September, I could kind of get the feeling like maybe towards the beginning of September, mid-September, you're going to start seeing some actual like progression forward. Be careful of taking too much on too quickly. I don't know. Are you going to a wedding in September?
September, I have an employment contract and it's up for renewal in September. So
renewing contract, something new. Okay, Junior. Really think about it. And I think you should negotiate for more money.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's I got the money card. So I do think you should end the
money. How much more money are you telling them to go for? In a big, big amount?
I think enough to maybe be a little bit more comfortable. Like maybe you can actually like maybe get that new car and not have to buy the used new car. So does that make sense? What do you do for a living?
I'd rather not say. No offense.
That's fine.
There you go.
Go after that money, Jack.
Yeah, go after the money.
Go for the money, Jack. Thank you
go
so much.
Go for the money.
That's right. I love it. All right. Have a great night, Jack. And good luck with it. Thank you. You know, I think, Craig, I think for our pretty late wake-up call, and unfortunately we can't take any more of our listeners' calls. Thank you so much, Gray, for doing it. No, you're not done yet. I'm sorry. I'm like, don't put your cards away.
Is this like ask about celebrity gossip kind of thing?
No, I think that we should – let's see if we can have just from the outgoing message – from one of our, I think it's got to be Daphne's, right? Because she has the longest, most articulate. I mean, who else?
Can you do a tarot card reading with
off
someone's
of voicemail?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, as long as I can hear the person's voice, I'm okay.
Yeah. So who do we have that leaves an outgoing message?
Let's see Daphne. Daphne's because she'll also get an email of the tarot card.
She'll get an email of her tarot card reading. She has a voice to email program on her phone.
Okay.
So it voice to text.
Okay.
So that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to call Dr. Daphne Scott and do her tarot card reading. Wake me up before you go, go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo. Wake me up. We got to call her right away, Craig, because it's such a long outgoing message. We're calling Dr. Daphne Scott. Gray Dolan has been reading tarot cards and working her magic with people, giving them some insight on what's happening in their lives and what's going to happen. And great job tonight. Look forward to having you back. I know we did it a few months ago.
Yeah.
It was quite a while ago, actually. And we did it mostly for the...
It was in-house. There was a whole bunch of us here.
I don't have to call in to get my messages.
Oops.
It's awesome. I'll return your call as soon as humanly possible.
I feel like we should call it again. I didn't get the
whole
message.
Please speak clearly.
Yeah, did you get enough there?
Your voicemail is being transcribed by email.
I feel bad. Should we call back? Dr. Daphne Scott, we have Gray Dolan in the studio with us, and I'm tempted to call back so she can hear the whole outgoing message.
All right, so this is our first message, and we're going to call
you
right
back. Would you like more of it?
I think that's okay. I think, Daphne, it's okay to take the leap. I think you can take the leap. Just sometimes you just got to close your eyes and just go with it. And I do think he's really cute. So.
All right.
I don't know. That's I'm.
No, it's interesting.
I know, because without having the person there, we're like, well, she's married to a woman.
Right.
But it might be, maybe it's someone that she's working
sometimes
with.
Sometimes a contract.
Business.
Sometimes.
A contract?
Sometimes contracts can come up. Sometimes marriage cards can kind of confuse you sometimes, because sometimes they come up as contracts. Sometimes they can come up as an agreement between two parties.
And the person that she might have agreement with might be really cute.
Yes.
And it shouldn't play any role in the decision she has to make.
I think she should go with it.
Go with it. Oh, interesting.
So,
Daphne, we have to find out if that makes any sense. She's traveling right now, so I don't know if I'll be able to talk. I think she's like in Jamaica or something.
Oh, wow.
We should let Gray do our readings so that she can do ones for people in person.
I know.
Yeah.
Can she do your card? On Dr. Daphne's voicemail?
Yeah, I think that's appropriate.
Okay, there's Craig.
Hi, Craig. How are you?
Good.
What's new?
Not a lot.
Time I was here.
I'm producing a radio show.
You producing a radio show.
Last time you were here, what again? I don't remember.
Did I
happened.
Read for you last time?
Wasn't
I think
it about?
You did, yeah.
Wasn't it about a baby? Wasn't
yeah,
about
there's baby? Something about a baby. There's no baby.
There's no baby.
No, there's no baby.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure there's no baby. Don't know how they hide or stuff.
But it was interesting because she brought it up and you're like, okay.
Yeah, that was interesting.
All right, let's see what we get.
Here we go. Look, Craig.
Sounds.
I'm
so
not nervous. Scared. Totally fine.
You sound like a puppy who's about to get castrated.
I don't know why you know that sound. That was specific.
Because I had a puppy I had to take in.
Okay.
You know what? Sometimes you kind of have to go with it. Smile and nod your head and tell everybody just to go get castrated. Sometimes it's just not
worth it. Oh, my God, I'm getting
it.
Castrated. That's what my reading
I think you should really... dealing with some people, I think there's some money stuff. If you really don't want to work with these people, you don't have to. And it could be a mortgage company. It could be a loan company. Mm-hmm. You know, you can tell them to go scratch. I would use other language, but I don't
okay.
want to. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does. Yeah.
Yay!
I understand that.
Okay.
Esmeralda.
Go for it. Well, do you need me to say? I'm doing good.
You're doing
I'm
well? Are you yeah. frightened?
No. I think this stuff is interesting.
All right, see what we get for you.
Yeah, Esmeralda's not the frightened type.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, they're cards.
She's super chill.
Unless you say, I'm going to die a horrible, horrible death. I mean,
not that kind of reader. Yeah, but you know what? I think you should really consider weighing your options and stop kvetching about things that you really can't control. Like, if it happens, it happens. Smile, nod your head, and just keep on going. Stop dwelling on the fact that you had a flat tire. Sometimes it happens.
So
I think you're actually going to be happier if you just... blow things off and say, forget it, I don't care anymore. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's funny.
I think stop what? Focusing on what went wrong what? And just focus on what goes right.
What why is it funny? You don't think
that's... Oh, she is laughing up
no,
there.
No, that's hilarious.
The full head went
that
back.
Is...
In an accurate way or not even close way?
No, in an accurate way. I complained way too much about my ex, and that is true. I should let it go and be whatever.
Wow.
I did it just today. I was doing it today.
Interesting.
So that, yeah.
We have like 30 seconds left for Vic Vaughn.
So oh, no, there's a buzzer. Wait a minute, isn't she telling her to give him a flat tire?
He is the flat tire, I think.
Yeah. Oh.
He is the flat tire. You heard it differently.
Yeah. Yeah.
He with the axe in his car.
Tire this week.
You had a flat tire this week, Vic Vaughn?
Maybe that was supposed to be my reading. I did.
The energy entered the floor, and there you go.